Christ is risen. And the risen, living Lord Jesus, who ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, sends forth the Holy Spirit. God, the Holy Spirit, equal to the Father and the Son in glory and majesty, proceeds from both the Father and the Son. Jesus says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Jesus says, it's better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Who is the advocate? Jesus tells us clearly, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Now, if I asked you to take out a piece of paper and a pencil or a crayon and to draw the Holy Spirit, what would you draw? 9 times out of 10, people draw a dove. And rightly so, the Holy Spirit descended upon our Lord at his baptism in the form of a dove. The Holy Spirit is depicted as a dove in the apse of the sanctuary. The Holy Spirit is seen as a dove in the stained glass windows of the church, in the window of the Annunciation, in the window of Pentecost, and even in the coronation of our Blessed Mother, for all of those of you who are in the back. The Holy Spirit is depicted as a dove. It is even sewn as a dove on the pall that covers the chalice. But look closely at the Pentecost window. Underneath the Holy Spirit descending upon our Blessed Mother and the apostles at Pentecost, underneath the dove are tongues of fire. Sacred Scripture says, when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In the Latin Church, in the Church of the West, we wear red vestments today. Red represents the fire of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not only a dove, but fire. And I was thinking about that when I recalled what the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said. He said that even though we are God's chosen people, we often behave more like God's frozen people. Frozen in our prayer life, frozen in the way we relate to one another, frozen in the way we celebrate our faith. Good phrase, isn't it? God's chosen people or God's frozen people? Everyone knows that in C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, the witch is cold and turns everything into ice. But when Aslan the lion arrives, everything melts. It's not by accident that in the Inferno, Dante and Virgil discover Satan frozen in ice up to his waist. Yes, indeed, even Dante knew that at the very center of hell is not fire, but ice. Even though we are God's chosen people, do we often behave more like God's frozen people? Frozen in our prayer life, frozen in the way we relate to one another, frozen in the way we celebrate our faith. But Annika just sang for us so beautifully the Pentecost sequence. Did you hear those beautiful words, those high notes, like the Holy Spirit from heaven? She's saying, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen. Warm the chill. That's what we want on this Pentecost Sunday, a conversion from being a frozen people to being God's chosen people. What was the Alleluia verse that we sang so beautifully? Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. In the glorious Jesuit Church of Sant Ignazio, which is the Jesuit church for the Jesuit scholastics of old, of St. Aloysius Gonzaga and St. Robert Bellarmine and St. John Birchman's, in that beautiful church of Sant Ignazio, in the ceiling, there are the four continents, the Americas, two continents, the Americas, Africa, Asia, and Europe. And in the middle of the ceiling is Luke 12:49. There's no citation. It just says in Latin, Ignem veni nitere in terram. Ignem veni nitere in terram. You're supposed to know that that's from Luke 12:49, where Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire. Oh, how I wish it was already blazing. Today on Pentecost Sunday, the Lord wants to set the earth on fire with the fire of God, the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says to St. Timothy, who was the first bishop in Ephesus, he says to Bishop Timothy, he says, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Fan into flame the gift of God which is in you. Most of us have received the gift of the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation. That's what the bishop said. He said, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Most of us have received that gift in confirmation, and now on Pentecost, we want to fan it into flame. To fan it into flame. That's what we're going to do throughout the summer months when we make our campfires, right, and our bonfires in the backyard and roast our marshmallows. When we start the fire, we start a little spark and then spark, and then we take the newspaper and we, right, what are we going to do? We're going to fan it into flame. That's the image. Pentecost Sunday is the day to fan that gift into flame that we have in confirmation. We have the flame. But has it grown cold? I've come to set the earth on fire. How I wish it were already blazing. St. Catherine of Siena said, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. At eighth grade graduation last week, that was the last slide. We saw all the slides throughout the year. It was absolutely beautiful. All the pictures of our eighth graders, their many activities throughout their 8, 9, 10 years at St. Mary's. But the last slide said, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. If I had to title this homily today, I would say, God's chosen people or God's frozen people? Which is it? God's chosen people on fire with the Holy Spirit? Or God's frozen people? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen. Warm the chill. Fan into flame the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is within you on this Pentecost Sunday. Be who God meant you to be,
and you will indeed set the world on fire. On fire with the Holy Spirit. Amen.